Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. More than 60% of signatures collected by the group behind a citizens initiative to revive the Alaska Coastal Management Program have been verified by an initial computer review. The Alaska Sea Party submitted the 33,000 signatures to the State Division of Elections 2 weeks ago in hopes of qualifying the measure for this year's statewide ballot. Division Director Gail Fanumiai says computer scanners verified about 20,000 of those as being from qualified registered voters, leaving more than 12,000 to be verified manually. Manual qualification of signatures for the Coastal Management Initiative started last Friday, and she estimates it will take another 3 to 4 weeks to finish the process. House Minority Leader Beth Curtula, who's been involved with the Alaska Sea Party's efforts, says the group is confident that manually qualified signatures will turn in their favor. The state Senate could have a new oil and gas tax bill before the public by the end of next week. President Gary Stevens says he has no intention of working with the tax rewrite bill that the governor introduced and the House already passed. Yesterday, he said he expects to see the fresh bill ready for hearings before the Senate Resources Committee by Friday of next week. He says the goal is to get the measure to the House for consideration at least a month before the end of the legislative session. Anchorage Republican Senator Lisa McGuire is rewriting a portion of the bill dealing with progressivity, which is how tax rates vary as prices rise and fall. She says consultants and drafters are currently working on three different alternatives.